tara tama ringo wona kamata na kisha mata malek solgo si yung api ama ukaler niya rakslongalo digacanik digacer tu rakslonga persibo ana digacer mga digacer tu rakslonga naga kakar digacer niya rakslonga tama resha waglata lechalagit ka kisha mata ta na napit la yu rakslongalo pilek po ma Tämä on matat kiva nukoti, että kään rahlata aglaa tällä. Nanne se aglaa nukalle, minkä napilla rahlata, takana nää mitä riittää, napta tämä, kalli jäällä simpilma. Kisemmä tää, karrupäinä, ukalli jäällä simpilma, akarki jäällä simpilma, pääksivuma. Mutta anga joka on nurleik, eikä juutia ei rakslui tamatkaa, piljaa katkaa. Tämäne inuk sunnakman, sunnakkaanga, tämän ugaatsaamot kaitsaknikkaanga. Aglaanu puhungi juutami iluta, tämän sunnakaktamnik, inunnat kaitsirakakot nähtyvä joka on.
And along the years, now he was old enough to, when his mom make a snare for him, at that time he could snare rabbits and ptarmigans. And he says he was helping his parents by doing this now, catch ptarmigans and rabbits. And then besides snaring them, he has his own bow and arrow. And he also caught ptarmigans and rabbits with his bow and arrow. And he says, long time ago, even now, when you're with your first catch you give away to an elderly person in the village. But at that time, when he was a young boy, they were away from these people. They were living by themselves down there at that camp. So he says he don't remember his father giving his catch away to any old person because they were away from the people. Should we say he was about 15 then, maybe? Get his own...
Tämä on kallilla Nanne räämik ajeira kallekpuma. Tere kikvalu nukaktunga suli nanne kluu. Kaktatna. Kikvalu kakliirangannu ningit luu. Taapaneesi sanegaani akupiiraaku magioksamma. Kikvalu tamonnaakumi. Tikitsumi nanne kternaatu. Taknaasi anna luu. Omanga tigunaisungat nagit nakmanga. Tara ta natutpip nunga kikvalon raktunga suli tara teichani luta. Nanneklu.
Nanne reininga nik millu taakseg nyak vit. Nalak bidur amik.
Takuwa kaakri ama nanne kaya kaakneksu. Nanne kaya kaakneksu kaakri ama.
Okay, and in that, probably that same year comes springtime. He start trapping for muskrats by a lake down there, by their camp area. Remember those lakes? He set his first trap then with his father in one of those lakes. At that time, they have traps now with steel traps from stores. A trap for muskrat must be small.
It was a steel trap?
Yeah. Store bought. Because at that time, they already had them in stores. And when he set his first trap, his father told him that after he set it up, where a muskrat usually comes up and just sit there, you know, it's a little place where a muskrat comes out of the water and just sits, go there. So he set it there, like his father told him to. And he says, after you set it there, you go further back by the bank of the lake, probably, or inside little trees, and just wait. While you're waiting there, it'll come out and trap itself. So one time he did, he waited there, and soon enough there comes out the muskrat and just trap itself there. But his father told him to not to try to get that muskrat while it's alive. He's got to hit it first in the head, on the head with a club or a stick, wood. So he said that was his first muskrat then.
Matera Kishamate 22 Muk Tarakla Pigi Lakshamuk Tatna Shiksha Lakmuk Yundu Piramuk Tarak Lakita Lakpatna Pangatata Tatnangi Nyak Taktuma Shiksha Me Ama Shiksha Yuma Ilatnitara Ichogunya Tabruma Tarakamakamia In a rabbit pitch up the thing and hang an each of them with Taugumal Git Luma Tauganid Git Lumum no chop. Oh, we came a thing marrook to me. Nothing marrook among a yak blahopman on the Yokaket, whom not sing as we blew on the yak tommy. That pitch a nipping of fright, Chanel Git Luta. Sinyigot na ako ng susulit at pitya. Tarata ka na na itlunga itaksak sigiki tinganikpak ni gagla ting maruk tamnik tak na sagak lunga tiki sagak lunga itaksak sigika tamara tamandit kagiraki giga takada nagsikata kami langani ang ayokamnik Ting maglun ka tanding ang tiki sa ako rigo matoto ko lumiter iter siya.
And probably that's still the same year or the next year. He finally got a 22. It was an old one, probably his father's or one of the family's, but it could shoot still. And when he first started using it, he wouldn't shoot anything, you know. And finally, one time, one springtime, he went back to a lake and started waiting for ducks to land there. And finally, he shot one. Stayed there all morning long till the early afternoon, probably no early morning. And when he was going back to their place, his parents were still sleeping. So he waited for them to wake up so that they could see him coming home with a duck. When he realized they were sleeping, he waited down there a little distance. He wanted to be sure that they see him carrying a duck along with his 22. So he waited for them to wake up first before he got home. That was probably his first duck with that 22.
Yeah.
That time those 22s were single shots. So his father sends him out without any tool to take the, you know, after you shoot, there's that thing left in there.
A shell.
Yeah. He have to have something to take it out, but his father sends him out just with that one shell. So he, most of the time he comes home with nothing. So what he had to do was come home and take that empty shell out of there. That's the reason why he still keeping guns right now. They might be automatic 22s, you know, that you can put as many shells you want, I guess, in. He always think of that gun that he first used that has so much work to do on it. They say that's why he collect guns that are much easier. He says he's keeping several guns with him right now. And pretty soon, as the years go by, his father makes anything: snowshoes, sleds. So he at that time he start helping his father make sleds, snowshoes, and how to weave. You know the snowshoes, there's weaving in the front and the back. He shows him how to weave that part. And so he said he can work on all those things right now. He knows how to make sleds and boats too. He used to make boats, really nice boats.
tamara da ilisha tuluit te mane nulurlar meg ilisha te saakse amirum angun da gaqarna taklumik angi brev chaga negat nulurlar taklum angi brakhlu da na da na da kanu etta angi brakhame da na angi brev kiga tit lugu pirak nikang
When they parents, when their children first started weaving these things, they have them unweave an old snowshoe, you know, an old snowshoe. They have them rip it off, so they learn how it comes off. Or when they start work weaving themselves, they can know how to finish the weaving. That's what they do first of all when they're teaching young women and young men. First of all, they unweave an old snowshoe. And then when a young person starts weaving, there would be an elder person that knows how to weave right beside you. And he would have a stick with him about that long. And when you make a mistake while weaving, the person would hit you on your hand without saying anything. You know? And then you realize you make a mistake. And then you unwind your weaving back and trying to fix it. When you make another mistake, he would hit your hand again without telling you. You do this and you do that. So you find out your own mistakes by yourself. And when you're on the right track again, he puts his stick down. That's hard. You know, you have to really concentrate on what you're doing.
Report Mama Kuninga Nutanik Tap Jokanok Pizaras Hatnik, Ilisha Pinyakapta, Dokakava, Dutata, but go, Tipsi Jagakta, there are your Vikoda Dome, and our lager sick patigi, but there can never so much looting. The mother Tatna, the money that was a rat on the rest of Potma.
Eh, he says nowadays when he's. He used to have men's club meeting every year. They had it last year, this past year. And when he tells these young boys we have today about this stick that they hit a person with when they make a mistake doing something, they start laughing at him, thinking if he do the same thing, I wonder how they'd feel. Hmm. And he says they don't use those things nowadays.
That Nishal Ilokali, that Ilishin Naklu, Bakta Kesak Migagla, Ilishot in the Saga, Bakta Kesumakanita could ever talk of Doctor, Ibrul Gumaglak and Oxabal Hatara, Ilishima Paria, Ibrul Sanya Pak to Wakanu Payami, Tamatata, Savoga Red Hat.
Kinyaya Niradia Rusak Lactodi Rulis, Kakutan.
That the Chibuk Angara Lokasilia Lok to go over. It lato, it lichu clue. That the picture,
sure. Anyway, he said, one thing his father never taught him to make was the log cabin, because his father died before they start building log cabins. But he showed him how to make sod house. Remember he was telling us? He really can do that even right now if the kids want to learn how to build that sort of house. It would be a nice project for the school, huh?
Yeah.
Aglander mapti khamik tu pi qaqsi map mise tu. But they had a log cabin. He made it. You know, when they start building these things, he learned how to from other people.
Probably from what tu pi jase ama log cabin mak tu pi
nem. I've seen their log house too when I was younger.
Rush up a yap, the matat nili yugo, the tuna angu coming, the marom ne calumni, not canuchik, the marapit king over lauritka.
Eh?
The marash taught to throw it damani. A marata niluke, you get a short to take it king over lauritka. She need not that knock up. Pogichuko, Nagaka, Shikau Nikman, Shapitla, Tamarigishim up road at Nilokan, Tamarita Nilishout to take it hang over Laria.
Karsgilislik,
me woke up, shut down in the Gishak Louis Pigil.
Oh,
do let me look at Shahut.
Yeah, he even knows how to make fish traps. Much shark traps, and so bogi chugo ko kanok tenya yon. It na kanok tenya napaktat
ima imogilyan. Ita na mi cook shapiklu.
And
kumloklu ta shapiklu.
And a dam that you make clear across the river for she fish in fall time. They make a dam too, for fish traps or whatever.
Oh, we just woke up. Go, Mara, Mari, Shapisha, Pog, Shaxi, Ami. Na paktuna kirumnik katitsa kaagatagaktu ta na amishaujaanik kirumnikakla. Ipiksakluvichu vaasii.
First of all, they cut down spruce trees that aren't so wide. This is a she-fish dam or whatever. That's go clear across the river. Okay, there's three spruce trees right here, and the river's flowing this way. And those two poles are like this, following the flow of the river. And the third one is this way, opposite. All these are like that, those three, clear across the river. And they also chop down cottonwood trees that are wide enough. They hammer these down into the ground firm enough so they can stand the swift water, if it's swift. And when they cut down these cottonwood trees, they lay them up like this on top of these. And towards evening, the she-fish would come around. Okay, here's one right here. So you set your boat, the front part would be right here in the back of the boat here. Right now they have their motors right here, but they had no motors at that time. So he said the sheepfish would come along right here. And here a person would stand right here with a spear and just spear them and put them in the bowl each time they come to that area. He says, now they no longer make these things. The last time that he ever saw one made was in 1927. That was the last one. He said that was the year when him and his wife were first married, together. Mm-hmm. They don't even have kids then. 1927. So he was 27 years old when the last fish dam was made.
Shabing megametera. Alu sumik tak nampak mah. Teman ini nak rukanya nak pergi lawak nak sah. Wahai, hubunga. It nengah tu kok. Kok, mana? Ipik tak, merasa maka unaksik peringat tak, mak mau apa pilih kami, masih algoritmik, bayangai cakap,
akililah luitan,
nak luit, tak tahu masih tahu rumengah, umai mau apa akad kangen dekacahan ni, si tak nampi raga semata ku amik terdetak nak kap lek lu ukok it nampi kita orang lalu tak nak kakit nak tu ni tak kau pergi terlebih pergi senak tu terdetak nahu kakek gok tera
kakek
it nak lagi.
This is how they make their sheepfish spear. You call them kake. This is like those poles we use when we were boating, but they're a little wider just to fit your hand when you go like this, and about so long. And these two right here are pieces of wood. This here, that sharp thing here, it would be a knife. And those two pieces of wood right here, and you would attach probably. What, a wiring or something thick enough to sharpen and to put there. So when you see a sheepfish coming, you just spear it with that thing and it won't come back out because of these two hooks right here. He says these two pieces that are put here are flexible. You can, if you caught your sheepfish, you can just go like this and let the fish go in to your boat. They're easy to
untangle. I think they're going to be
Oh,
what is it?
They tell you to stand that certain way he was standing. And first of all, you try out your spear to the bottom of the river. And they tell you to let go of your spear with your left hand. When there's a she fish right here, so you spear with only one hand like this. Because if you are holding it with your left hand, you'll just fall over and come splashing down to the river with a she fish. He said my grandfather did that twice. He tried to hold that spear with both hands, which he should have let go with his left arm, just spear with his right. I think he's getting tired.
Oh, one more thing. Which grandfather was it that fell in twice?
My grandfather.
Oh, your grandfather.
My mom's dad.
Nova tamanna inyogorna qamasuraqaq normanna qanuqillisarqa uqaatigaaniklugu nova makunani maningyaqtaani shabamneqqaalliklera nova dublelugu uqaartuutigiiraallakilkitsiga shabulleqtaani maningyaqtaani nalaqmeeni Kokoni pavani, the mashabong ne kale kama Ublumitara, 8 hours, Shabakama, Ublumi kopin nok tahluma, that na shabong ne kale kama.
50 cents a day?
50 cents a day, yeah.
When he first started working with the miners that were mining in the creeks, because we've got California Creek and some other creeks. And anyway, when he first started working on with these people, he earned 50 cents a day, 8 hours a day. Mm-hmm. So that's $4 a day. No, wait.
40, yeah. $4 a week.
He worked 2 summers at 50 cents a day. And then probably the 3rd summer, he said they raised it up to 75 cents a day. Okay, 1 whole summer he was at 75 cents a day. And come next summer, they raised him up to $1.50 a day. And he says that was much better because things were real cheap at those days to buy from the stores.
Taratatnakahlanga, California Queen Mickey Vane, Hot Rally Yachtami, Amuva Chami Shabalakama, $5 a day, $8, Pepsi Amatara Maknaki Choktumu Womni.
$5 a day. $5. Next thing he was, he started working with this guy that runs hydraulics or whatever they are at $5 a day. So start getting better and better, a lot of money. He worked with this white guy that runs these things in, at California Creek.
$5 a day, let's bring up it, Emma. Option you did, all running. She's a man, option you did, all running to the dark, the dumb, Miss Avalu, $5 a day. The Pinyane, and what Jeff's ever got on there, Hanan Nugla.
He said he worked $5 a day for about 3-4 summers straight. With that same guy, I don't know what's his name. I wonder if he remembers.
Don't know, cause I'm not a man, this is a vehicle, manning yak down a honey man, manning yak a lock to the material, start good in your cut legend. In your megato chimic that name you rung in your hoodie. Pulto chimic pip looting the man. That the pit yakama no muktuma. 1942 me. Tagumus of Bertum.
Okay. And they were still mining, but they don't hire that many men, you know, at those days. At about 1942, he went to Nome to look for a job, I guess.
Carpenter Townon, Subvislima. Dollar now was from a Pepsi Emma Martinetera. 10 hours, Ilangani Shabogatami, Langani Ashi, 15 hours, it no blooming. There a dollar now was from a terror, a choke to Mataman.
When he went to Nome, he started working as a carpenter at $1 an hour. So that was much more than $5 a day. And he works like sometimes like 10 hours in a day, and at times he would work 15 hours a day. I wonder how old he was about.
$26 a day. That not $26 a day, that not a shabala suit. There are retired less long on the glad, that not a shabala year.
After that, he earned about $26 a day from then on. He also worked at Bornite, at the opening of Bornite, that was early 60s, probably 61, 62. Some around there. He worked back there too. That was a copper mine.
There is a retire near the Lamunagla, there is a retire. Wakil kahlo mo siya bakpala o siya rumubok.
Retire ka ba jagla?
Retire ka magla.
So he earned money till he was retired at the age of, I don't know, when do they retire?
60, 65.
Yeah, somewhere around there. And he says it's the first time he's working with pay after his retirement. And he's doing this.
Retired 1967,
he was 67 when he retired.